It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on board. Oh, physical comedy, farce. One Man, Two Governors opens April 12th. And one of the stars of the show here, and he's too modest to say it, but it was said to me by folks at Omaha Community Playhouse, the legend.
I don't know about that, Mike. I think that's just, I've been around a long time, so that's what it means.
Longevity makes you a legend.
That's right.
This is Bill Hudson, actor and former professor at Creighton University.
That's
is
right.
That a proper title?
Associate professor at Creighton for 34 years. Yeah.
Well, geez.
Teaching theater.
Yeah, if you could hold a job, I mean.
It was a great job. Years. I loved being in the classroom with the students, and I loved directing the plays down there. I kind of miss being in the classroom with the students.
Now. Sure.
I've been retired for almost 5 years now, so.
Wow.
I kind of miss it. But I'm getting to do theater still, and I'm enjoying that.
Well, let's talk about this this madcap play, One Man, Two Governors.
It's a great play.
Can you give us an overview of what it is and how you fit in?
Right. One Man, Two Governors is a reworking of a very old play by Carlo Goldoni, an Italian playwright back in like early 1700s, a play called A Servant of Two Masters, which is pretty well known. But this guy, Richard Bean, the playwright, reworked it into a modern comedy. Takes place in England in the early 60s. And he's very clever because scene by scene, it's almost the same as the play, but it's the language, of course, is different, and I think there are a lot of references to the 60s which an audience would find funny and clever. Still a lot of farce, though, a lot of Lotsy, you know, going on in the play.
Sure.
It's great fun. Witty dialogue, but a lot of farce.
You know, they say dying is easy, comedy is
comedy
hard.
Is hard, right.
It is hard, isn't it?
It is very hard because the timing has to be exact, you know. And we're doing a lot of work right now in rehearsals to make that timing just right. You know, there's a lot of pratfalls. There's a lot of physical fighting sort of things that's got to be timed just so.
Oh, and, sure. And it does take some care. I had the good fortune of a couple of times in a film and in a TV show. I worked with John Ritter, who, of course, was known for his falls in Three's Company and everything.
Yeah.
And in the movie Stay Tuned, he also did some falls. And sure enough, I mean, John under the clothes, the elbow pads, the knee pads.
Oh, listen,
that kind
I
of
have
thing.
To do that.
Sure.
I'm wearing elbow pads, knee pads. I'm wearing a butt pad. I fall down a lot in this show, so it's necessary, yeah.
Sure it
especially
is.
For someone my age.
when doing this type of thing, and particularly the physical comedy, you know, and you as a director also know working with actors, sometimes an actor is shall we say, over-projecting, over-emoting.
Right. There has to be a reality to the characters. No matter how absurd or exaggerated the character is, there has to be an element of reality to it. This cast is so clever and so talented. They understand that. They know that it's got to be real in order to be really funny. And it's a joy to watch them work.
Oh, that's great. We're today's April 3rd, so we're 9 days away from the
that's
big
right.
opening.
Yeah, we have our big tech rehearsal this Sunday.
That you got to be looking forward to that. I do want to make mention as well that on May 1st, there's a special performance where an American Sign Language interpreter will be there as well.
Good.
That's kind of neat. So that's the May 1st 7:30 performance,
right?
Which is kind of neat.
And I do want to mention there are Sunday afternoon performances at 2 p.m., except on Easter Sunday, of course.
Sure.
So we're off that one Sunday.
It's a family-friendly show.
Yeah, I think so. There are some risque things in it, and I think the parents should be aware of that. I kind of liken it to some of the old Benny Hill shows.
Sure.
Or some of the Carol Burnett sketches that she used to do with her ensemble of actors. So there are some things in it that might be questionable for young kids, I think.
Sure.
But I think in general, it's yes, I think it's pretty family friendly.
Fantastic. How long have you been back in Omaha to work on this?
Well, of course, I've lived in Omaha for quite a while now. I started teaching at Creighton in 1977. Since I've been retired, I'm in California part of the year, and so I'm kind of back and forth. I did my first show in Omaha in 1974. I just was counting this up, Mike. I mean, I've been doing this for 45 years. It's hard for me to believe that.
That's amazing. And I'll tell you what, if you get a look at him, you wouldn't believe he's done anything for that long.
Well, it's because I have the hat on covering my bald head right now. But
That's Bill Hudson, and you can see him in One Man, Two Governors. It starts April 12th, goes to May 5th. It's the Hawks Main Stage Theater at the Omaha Community Playhouse. For more information, you can go to omahaplayhouse.com.